Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 97.1, good to have you with us on a Friday, day two of the NFL draft. You heard some of the highlights from last night. If you missed our, I don't know, was it four-hour live show? We were live for the Terry and Arnold trade. Yeah. The RRI proved correct, which shout out to you. You developed it. We have now cracked the code, and Rico guarantees he will be able to predict Brad Holmes' selection every year here on out.
At least the first round selection.
That's it. No promises beyond it. Elite Raz and that pro day visit.
The pro day.
We had a grouping of five guys. Terry Arnold was one of them.
And it always helps if you happen to be an Alabama grad.
Correct. Look, there is something to that. You know, like the Eagles and Howie Roseman clearly value Georgia football and how they're developed. Brad Holmes clearly values, valued, how Nick Saban did it and the preparation and the type of player you're getting.
I mean, because think about it. If you play in a playoff game against the Eagles, it literally is the SEC championship game, Georgia versus Alabama.
Yes. We will have a blitz later in the show. And it's not winners and losers, and it's not grades, because Lord knows this radio show hates all that. It's just going to be explain this or thoughts on that.
It was a couple of huh.
Okay, well, you can just say the huh in Portuguese is Atlanta.
Huh.
We'll get to it. But I want to serve both days here. So I would like to hear the experience from the people who were here last night. The city looked great. I was so thankful ESPN didn't do the lazy stock footage of the Motown Museum and the fist and the spirit. And they actually made us look, really good. The city made itself look good. It was a sea of Honolulu blue. They had to cap the gates. You broke the record.
Like 2 hours before the draft even started, they told people, you got to go someplace else, but you can't come here.
You broke the record for day one attendance. It looked fabulous. And my dream scenario for the people, not that I ever would suggest or think that Brad Holmes takes 10 seconds to think like this, it was moving up to give this crowd some meat, give this crowd something to chew on. Don't wait till pick 29. They moved up, and they got a guy that clearly – they really like. And
I don't think that both things are like happened because of that. I think it was great that it did.
Yeah.
But, you know, when all of a sudden 14 offensive players just start falling, that's when your Brad Holmes, you start
defense.
Saying, okay, eventually defense is coming. But each time a player offensively is selected, another defensive player slides down. So here's the list of players we want. We're going to wait, and if one goes – then maybe we hit the domino and we jump in there. And it was funny because like Mark Ryan last night was saying, hell, you know, after like pick 11, you got to trade up. And it's like, Mark, no.
You
can't
Mark,
trade up that early because you're going to give away so much stuff.
Mark needs a Valium.
He did.
Okay, so let's just start there. Mark needs to be medicated.
He did.
So, okay, that's just in the books.
But by the time he moved up, it cost you a third round selection. And – for those who are all bent out of shape.
Who's been out of shape?
Some people.
Really?
It's a minority. Okay, I'm not. It's not even a vocal minority, but it is some who didn't like the fact because some people thought that Arnold would still be there at 29. Let me newsflash: he wouldn't. Now, you gave up a third round selection, and if that third round selection, by giving that up, means that you now, if you're in the second half of the NFC Championship game, you actually have a cornerback who can cover a receiver that the ball won't bounce off his face mask. Guess what? You may be going to the Super Bowl, and you won't care about this third-round selection.
Here's the way to look at it. Lions started with four top 100 picks. All right, you took a third, and you got Carlton Davis. That's CB1. Now you took another third, and you turned it into Terry and Arnold. Mm-hmm. Now, whatever they draft today, and, of course, we're going to talk about it, and I think you get a better idea where they're going to go today. But if I'd said to you at the start of the draft, here's what your first four picks will net you. Carlton Davis, Terry and Arnold, and X. And fill in the blank on whatever the hell you want in the second round. Let's say it's Jackson Powers Johnson. Let's say it's Doug's illegitimate kid from Illinois. What the hell's the D-tackle?
Oh, I know.
Johnny Newton.
Yeah.
Like, if you get those three players, would you have signed up for that before the draft? The answer is yes.
Yeah. And, you know, it was funny because I was just kind of reading about Arnold and what some experts were saying about his game. And I want to give credit, Lance Zierlein from the NFL. You know who he compared his game to? Ironically enough, Marshawn Lattimore. Because remember, it was like, oh, well, the Lions are going to try to make that trade.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, his comparison is Marshawn Lattimore. So, yes, do I think you did a good job? Yeah, now time will tell, but moving up at the time, getting him, yeah, it fit what Brad Holmes wants, the pro day, the RAS, the elite RAS score.
Oh, that's
and,
right.
And you now have a guy who's going to be CB1 at some point on this team. And he won over the team when he said, what up, though? He won over the city.
Yeah, I don't care about that. 248-539-9797. Yeah, that's all. I don't give a damn. Go win games. I don't care about that crap. I love last night. You know, we're driving back, and it's, you know, 12:30, whatever it is. We were the only two sober people in this place. And we're driving back, and they're interviewing Terry and Arnold, and it's on, I think it was Sirius or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm a super humble kid. Cutscene. Next quote. I'm taking out every number one receiver. I go, okay, we may need the definition of humble.
Yeah.
But look, if Holmes was going to call his shot and move up, what did I tell you? I'm not. There's no complaint here.
Yeah.
Like, there's no scenario you're ever going to look back at this and go, well, that pick didn't make sense. If Terry and Arnold works out or doesn't, well, you grade GMs on do you bring good football players here.
Right.
But you know what I love is when this guy makes a pick, I'm never left feeling like, what the hell? Like, if we were doing radio in Atlanta today, how do you explain that to your audience?
Atlanta, Minnesota.
No, Minnesota. No, I disagree on Minnesota.
No. The reason why Minnesota, because you got two good picks, but you didn't need to move up for either one.
No, hold on. I disagree on the first one. And again, we're not doing Minnesota radio, so who gives a damn?
Right.
But the Broncos at 12 easily could have been calling the Jets to move to 10. Where are you picking? 11.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure you don't leapfrog me. I'm not the one who's obsessed with JJ. I'm telling you, that happens.
Right.
So, but the second one, I'll agree. But again, I mean, you had the Colts draft, a guy who at one point was pronounced medically dead. You know, great. You just took a kid at 15 who might have a four-year career.
Yeah.
That's the type of stuff that gets you fired.
Yeah.
Like, Brad Holmes doesn't do that.
You had the Raiders who took a tight end last year, only to take another tight end this year.
Yeah, you have all these weapons, and then it's Aiden O'Connell. But I'd like to know where Lion fans are at with the pick. I'd like to know where you're at with the event. I thought it looked awesome on TV. Everyone seemed to have a great time with it. The city came off looking good. It was nice for a change. Because I get sick of it as somebody who I travel a decent amount. You get so tired of people looking at you like you're a homeless person. Oh, my God, you live in Detroit, you poor thing. I go, yeah, actually, it's really not bad at all. But thank you for your concern.
Yeah.
Like, it's nice that we pull it off on TV, and it looked first class. It looked right.
I mean, yeah, from the introduction of bringing out Eminem, the current players.
Well, they ran some serious cover for Goodell. That was fabulous.
Yeah.
Because if you don't put Eminem on that stage with him, he's dead.
Yep.
He's done. Like, he would have gotten booed to the moon.
And then to make sure you bring out, you know, Amon-Ra.
Just when the crowd was done with, all right, Eminem's here, but we're still going to boo him.
Right.
And here comes Barry. All right, we're sick of him. Here comes Megatron.
Right, here comes Calvin. Here, you know, let's get the Jared Goff chance going.
Here's Aiden dressed as a wrestler. Bring him on out. Like, whatever they could do to just not have Goodell get booed off stage.
Right.
That was the most elaborate cover fire you could run for him.
Yeah.
But it just, all of it worked. And I think the thing I love is, like I said, it's like ripping a family member. You can do it if they're yours.
Right.
But you don't let other people make fun of your family.
No,
Detroit is our family. All right, we can bust its chops. We live here. This is our city. I've lived here every day of my adult life.
And Mike, probably the most beautiful thing was when I woke up this morning, it was just still positive stuff. Nothing happened.
Oh, you
overnight.
Were waiting for the blotter report?
No, I wasn't waiting. I just didn't want to see it. I woke up and everybody was just saying what a great time they had. And I'm like, now that's a successful party. Yeah.
No, it was cool. And the city deserves it. The fans deserve it. Like, Lions fans have put up with so much garbage. I was pumped they moved up and they got a player where everybody was able to be excited. Like, I just, even if you didn't think corner was the biggest need, like, how do you argue that? That's one of the best corners in the draft. And you got him when you started the night picking 29th.
Yeah.
And if he ends up stinking, it is what it is, man. It's a draft. Plenty of sensible picks have gone wrong. But for me, you did what a Super Bowl team does. You know, CB2 ended up on a milk carton. I got to go get somebody. Now, Terrion Arnold has the pedigree and comes from a program where, look, I bet you, and I'm not asking you to do this, because people, you were up till 3 in the morning going down a rabbit hole trying to figure out this Michael Penix thing. Alabama corners come into the league and they start.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This isn't a project. This is an out-of-the-box, put the batteries in, boop, there you go, CB2.
Right.
That's what Super Bowl teams do, and I loved it. Now, today, yeah, naturally, I want to go a different direction. I mean, I want an offensive lineman today. But if they choose not to, what am I going to do? I'm not going to be upset.
Yeah, Alabama offensive lineman, and I do think that the dominoes started when Mitchell got taken. Because to me, when Nick Saban outright says, yeah, we tampered and we tried to get him to come to Alabama, that means he's Alabama-like.
What the hell kind of NIL package do you have where you can't get a kid to leave Toledo?
I think at that point, man, it's like Sauce Gardner where you believed in me, so I'm going to stick with you.
Yeah, I'm going to ask
it
again.
It's a loyalty thing.
Yeah, well, I can give you about a million reasons why you don't need to be loyal to Toledo.
And here's the thing. He probably got a nice package from Toledo because who else you paying the
money to? What, free Tony Pacos?
Dude, who else you paying the money to?
But
it's not
Bama.
Like you're
going
to divvy it up.
Yeah, I'm with David on this one.
No. But you know I'm the man at Toledo. At Bama, you're in a room full of men. Toledo, it's you. You own the glass house or whatever they call it.
It is the glass bowl, and you will put some respect on its name.
Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Okay. I have to.
Beautiful facility. 248-539-9797.
I went to see David's broke high school team down there.
What, Cass Tech?
Yeah.
Now, did they have a hard time adjusting to an actual 100-yard football field?
They kept kneeling at the 97.
They had a hell of a time at the goal line. Everything stopped at the 4.
I hate y'all so much, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're just – I could hear you seething through the microphone. But let I want to hear it. I want to keep it a little bit open where if people have thoughts about last night, I know it's later in the day, and you know, John and Doug and Cookies and the rest did their thing. Feel free. But I love it. I don't do draft – like, who the hell does a draft grade? The guy hasn't played a game yet.
Oh, that's an electric suit coat.
Stop,
no, it's
man.
Not.
No, it's not.
248-539-9797. No. Yeah, nice performance by them today. I'm telling you, I know we're not doing it today, and I know it's all draft. I can't with this team. Watching them play baseball is really difficult. No, but we're 14-20. It's the worst division God has ever witnessed. It's hard to watch. I got a guy, who the F is Buddy Kennedy, and why is he on my baseball team? That's what all Tiger fans should be asking.
He's red hot.
The guy doesn't have a picture on MLB.com. He's a silhouette.
That means he's under
Why
the radar.
Why is he playing third for
he's
me?
He's under the radar. He's the secret weapon. We don't want people to know who
we
he
could have had Matt Chapman on a one-year deal. I got Buddy Kennedy.
But he's your buddy. He's your friend.
Right there.
He's your pal.
248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. I want to hear about Terrion Arnold. I want to know where you want to go. Do you have a list, by the way? Does the RRI have a day two list?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Oh, we got it. Oh, man. How many names?
Three.
Really?
Yeah.
I see four.
Oh, okay, four.
I don't know. Just check.
I added a new name. Yes. Oh, okay. It was three. All right. I need you to read name number two.
Not if you want to have a show. We'll stay away from that one. All right, let's.
It was three. Okay.
I'm just trying to just keep you on your toes, man. I would never let you Ron Burgundy yourself. Come on, man. David, tell me where you're at with it. Obviously, the city was pumped up. This place went nuts. I'm just glad I didn't get it wrong when we were like, who are we taking? I'm like, I think it's Terrion Arnold. And thank God they said the name or somebody would have thrown a wing at me. David, what do you make of it?
Yeah, I'm going to be quite honest. I never thought, of course, at 29, you never know what's going to happen. So many things happen in front of you at 29. But I never thought there would be a chance to get Terrion Arnold. We talked about it before the draft that you would probably have to trade up to 13, maybe 14, something like that. And then as the night continued and no defensive players were taken, it just felt like a Detroit night. It really did. Not just only outside. The atmosphere was great. No. The people were great. Nobody did anything stupid from what I understand right now.
Yet. Well, yet.
Hopefully they don't. But it just felt like a Detroit night as the defensive players just sat there waiting to be taken.
And
great
look,
job,
it was
Brad
one
Holmes.
Of the better offensive drafts you've seen. Remember, we talked about this in the lead-up. Like, scouts are saying this is the best offensive line class they've seen. Then you had, what, there was a thought you'd have eight wide receivers go. And by the way, we got to talk about your team. I didn't get that one.
No.
But it was the idea of all of the offense that was drafted, the desperation for quarterbacks, the wideouts, the offensive linemen. It did. It pushed defensive players down the board. But here's the other thing, and Rico and I have tried to tell you, you can't use the mock drafts as the real value of these players.
No, you can't. And you also need to look at the fact that I think last night is showing you that the league is skewing a lot more towards offense, that it's all about scoring more points rather than shutting down the other team. And for the Lions, you went out there because while everybody else was bolstering their offense, you're saying, okay, we have to cover Jefferson. We have to cover all of these receivers. Addison, we got to cover all the Green Bay Packer receivers. We got to cover Rome Odunze. We need some extra help at the cornerback position. It's only fitting that, you know what, because your offense, your wide receivers, I think, are pretty much set. Now you can start focusing more on defense, and I could easily see them taking more defensive players. I know, yes, you should get an offensive lineman, but.
No, that's just a me thing.
Right.
But listen.
Now, you know what, Mike, we really do need to put some respect on David's name because, you know, David is an NFL analyst. I don't know if you knew that.
Stop it, Rico. Don't do this.
David was breaking down the Pittsburgh Steelers draft pick on a nationwide show. Just in case you did not know that last night.
Maybe in his mind.
No.
Was he talking to himself and thought he was on the radio?
No. David was on a national.
Where the hell were you, David? You were here.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the back joining
a
show.
You were not.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that big of a deal, okay? I just had fun, joined a show. It was.
Oh, really? From the same guy who uses the phrase, people know me?
Mm-hmm. I don't. What are you
Please.
All I know is I heard him say, no, Mel, calm down. Calm down, Mel.
The only thing that's worse, David, that I heard last night was Stoney's wife admitting she goes to get parking. She's talking to the parking attendant going, I'm Michael Stone's wife. I'm like, oh, my Lord in heaven. I go, you pulled that?
Just
so it'd be
park.
Mrs. Stoney number one. It'd be you number two right there.
No
okay?
way. It was just a thing I did. All right.
Okay.
I was like, hey, David, you got – no, I don't have time for you right
now.
Yeah,
excuse me.
Please.
Excuse me.
He really shooed him away. It was one of the best things I've ever seen. He shoos Rico away while he's on the air.
Stop. Did not happen.
It really did. Hey, Roberto.
David.
Look at Roberto.
I did not.
Roberto's verifying your behavior.
Well, I shooed him away because I didn't want him anywhere near me.
David gave me the finger and said, you can leave now.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so three questions for the people to start the day. If I'm missing anything, tell me now. Thoughts on the Terrion Arnold move? thoughts on day one of the draft, the event itself. If you were down here, we'd love to hear from you. And then what do you want to see with this pick tonight? I've got a you-wouldn't-dare scenario if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
And I'm not yelling to the mountaintops at what it's what you should do. I'm saying it would represent a true all-in. Just work with me on it. We'll get to it. We'll do it next. Does that work for you?
Only if you get one of those sports coats. Yes,
man,
sir.
Man, please. You think I want to dress like that guy? 248-539-9797. We'll get your calls, your ticket texts. Got a blitz a little bit later. And you've got your night two list. Get to that at 5 o'clock.
Three names.
I still see a fourth. Who the hell's this guy named Bernie?
Yeah, okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, that's Terry and Arnold, and now we look towards day two and what the hell you want. So let me offer you just kind of my 10-cent thought on what the hell's going to happen tonight. I think it's going to be the inverse of last night. Mm-hmm. I think you are going to see an unbelievable run on defensive players. So with that in mind, you can play this two ways. If you actually are looking at an offensive lineman, this may set up really nice for you. I mean it, Rico. I think you are going to see a ton of corners and safeties. I think you're going to see a ton of defensive players. But here is the other side of it. They didn't lose last year, and they didn't fail to go to the Super Bowl because of their offense. They failed because of the defense.
Right.
Okay? If you're in the market for another safety, which it's a hidden need, if you're in the market for an edge, which I know you want, and a lot of people agree with you, the other hidden need is D-tackle. Aleem McNeil's entering the last year of his contract. You have DJ Reader for two. But there's really – now, Broderick Martin is a complete wild card unknown who you just didn't see anything. But if you like a couple of these D tackles, whether it's Braden Fisk, whether it's Johnny Newton, the you-wouldn't-dare scenario is you dip into next year's draft capital to move up. No, I'm not going crazy.
Okay.
But – if it's my pick here at 71 and next year's three to move up the 12 spots, whatever it is, it's the you wouldn't dare scenario, but you know what you would be doing is adding two really good defensive football players to now go make a run at this thing.
No, you, Mike, you would. The problem.
Oh, you in this chart? My God. I'm going to get you a hat that's just made out of a draft value chart, like in one giant continuous pattern.
Well, it's for when you and the callers call up, we can actually look at this.
What would it take for me to move from 71 to 54? Or where the hell are they picking tonight? 67?
They're 61.
60, all right. Get me up to 48. What's that going to cost me?
It's going to cost you just the 48?
Yeah.
It'll cost you swapping this pick and pretty much your fifth and two. Like, you could still keep your third, but you're selling off everything at the back end of the draft, so you would be done after tonight.
Don't care.
And you would probably have to give up a third or a fourth round pick next year.
Fine. I'm down with that completely.
Kenny caught everybody. Go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah, no, it's just we're in the Super Bowl window now, and if you're talking about that kind of depth pick – goodbye. I have no issue parting ways with that. I don't think I'm crazy for thinking that.
No, now if you want to move up into, you know, the 37, 39.
No.
I was about to say you give up the second. You swap your second, you give up your third, and you can move up into that range. If you just want to get into the low 40s, mid 40s is what you're looking at.
Yeah.
You're going to probably – yeah, you got to give up something next year.
And that's why I said I'll give you this pick. I'll give you my second round. I'll give you a three next year. Bump me up 10 spots. I'm just saying, I'm all in, and I trust Brad Holmes do what's got to be done.
See, that is an all in. That is a we believe that this team is going to win right now, and I can't sit here and say I'm angry at you for that.
No,
it's risky.
Yes,
but let me say this, Rico, because this may help you. It helped Mike's argument, and this may lean you into the direction because you sound a little nervous about that. Something that Mike has been saying. About 2025, Mike, and I think you know it. It's probably in the back of your mind with the Lions. They'll be dealing with losing two coordinators. Well, yes. One of those coordinators is black, which means you get an extra third-round pick for losing someone like that. So now you would have an extra third-round pick along with what you already have. So you're okay.
David, yes, that makes sense.
Trade it all.
But he would probably be the number two pick when it comes to the coordinators because they want Ben Johnson. He's the second one. Here's the other thing that you have to remember. Trading next year's pick sounds great, but this is one of those things that when you look at their schedule, it's a tougher schedule.
Okay,
so you may not be sitting there with the 29th pick next year.
Fine. Sit at 61 or whatever it is. Just take Cooper Beebe and we'll call it a day. I just wanted to the hell was that?
That's the deflator. He just spoke.
Oh, the deflator.
Oh
man, we got a sound effect for you?
No, Bliss Plot. That that's just common sense. All I'm saying is when you look at the schedule, if you trade a future, it could be something that, man, we thought we were going to be back in the same spot. Look, even the head coach said, guys, it's not a guarantee we're going to be back here next year.
No.
So is Dan Campbell the deflator too?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's just if – okay, that's quite enough. All right, take it easy. Wow. David, give me a few to take a text, and then we're going straight to the phones. We'll get the blitz next hour.
But Rico, I like what you're thinking.
No. It's just in case he's got one other guy he likes.
It's aggressive. I like that.
I'm all in, man. I know. I'm just kind of like, look, I don't have another third this year.
But if you give up the third, if somebody's willing to give up the third for next year, fine. But second?
No, I wouldn't do that. I agree with you there. David, go ahead.
Arnold was going to Green Bay at 25, so giving up the third pick was worth it to get a guy and deflate the Packer draft room. Someone else is texting in, perfect job by Holmes last night. I figured he would trade up. Didn't know it would be for the perfect player and need. I love everything about Brad Holmes right now.
Yeah, that was like the cross-section of need versus best available. And it's, you know, you're not drafting for need, but if he's the best available and he's in need, I don't know how anybody have a problem with it. I really don't.
I jumped like a kid on Christmas getting his favorite toy when we got Arnold. Never thought he would be there, and the Lions got him. I am thrilled. Now go get JPJ in the second round. Marlon from Wall Lake.
Yeah, I was looking at another one of these stupid mock drafts, so they got him at 47 today.
Oh, that's what you were doing.
Yeah, so I was just trying to see if people wanted that type of thing. Let's run the exercise. What would it cost you, and would you support Brad Holmes doing it? I mean, listen, they don't have to do anything. It's not like I don't believe he can sit there and find a good player, but I think this is going to be a big run on defensive players. So if you wanted Johnny Newton or something like that, you know, if you wanted to, hey, I mean, that value chart. All right, listen. David, give me a couple more, and then we'll go right to the callers, okay?
Zach Frazier is the dream scenario at 61 for sure. That is Ryan in Arizona. Someone else says, now trade number 61, next year's first rounder, to get Cooper DeJean. Suddenly you have the best secondary in football.
People are all right, look, I'll leave that to the people. Leave me out of that.
Cooper DeJean.
I ain't dealing a first-round pick.
Cooper DeJean he would help the Lions, but not for what you think. You would either have to move him to safety, and he's going to be a special teams kickoff returner type of person.
Yeah, but they have a little bit of a needed safety, Rico.
I don't know if I'm willing to make that.
No, I'm not. I'm not dealing. Yeah, I'm not giving up that type of capital. It's not happening. 248-539-9797. We will go right to the phones next. Top of the hour, Rico's got the day two list that fits this goofy thing we've been doing with the RRI. Figuring out, you know, Rico's cracked the code on Brad Holmes. He has generated three players that got elite Raz, and Holmes was at the pro day. We'll give you those names at 5 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, let's get right to the people. A lot of people with a lot to say. We also have Roger Goodell who talked. Hey, you ready for more football over a longer period of time? I swear to God, man.
More games?
It's just the greed. Okay. Is. We'll get to it.
You had to know they weren't stopping that.
I understand. It doesn't mean I have to like it. We'll do it in the 5 o'clock.
It's like the college football playoff. Let's throw a weird number out there so when we round it off, it won't look that bad.
There's no better person to start this out with than the man that the National Football League and Metro Detroit owe a debt of gratitude to.
Not only that.
Just kidding. It's not the same DJ.
Okay.
I'm being informed by David. This is a man who doesn't clean the roads. So it's just normal DJ. 97.1. Dej, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, Rico. How are you guys doing?
Good, hey, pal. What's on your mind?
So I went to the first round last night, and I have to say, they cleaned up the city really well for that event last night. That's the nicest I've probably seen the city in a while, so I think they did a real good doing that.
Yeah, it looked good. It looked really good on TV as well.
Yeah, it was really cool. There was a lot of people there, and it's pretty funny. I don't know if you guys know, they had to close the doors down at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Because they reached too many people.
Yeah, Detroit showed up and set the record. There's no one who's attended a draft
crazy,
like this.
Another thing, how do you feel? I like the pick for the Lions. You know, he's obviously the first corner on the board in these drafts. Really good player. Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, best player. Another thing, Mike, how do you feel about the Giants taking Neighbors?
Look, a million people down here asked me about it too. I'm fine with it. It's just my team sucks. We're terrible. We have so many problems that wonderful. Malik Neighbors is great. My quarterback's in a neck brace, so it really doesn't. You know what I mean? Like it's
why
hard
does,
to get excited.
Why does your team hate Big G? Big G had one request.
I know he wanted a Dunze. I know
one request.
You don't
he
think I heard about that this morning?
Stinking thing.
I know.
And
no,
you
I,
took somebody else.
No, it's just
you look, know what that means, right?
What?
That Adunze is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Right, and Neighbors is going to be ass.
Right.
I know.
Okay.
I'm prepared for this all outcome. Right. You know this.
Okay.
No, and again, like everyone's like, oh, what do you think? And I'm like, I don't know. We still suck. We don't have a quarterback. None of it. That's where I get so upset with the people who do this nonsense with Goff. You have a quarterback. He's good. I know he's not perfect or he's not Pat Mahomes. Wow, what a sin. But the other side is you could be me. Quarterback, wheelchair, neck brace. Awful. That's my life. Just pay Jared Goff and be done with it. Like, what are we doing? Just pay the guy.
Seriously.
So why do you make fun of my quarterback?
Because Brock Purdy sucks.
Okay.
And I love it. I can't wait till you pay him $50 million a year. Go to Brian, 97.1. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Rico. I just want to say that the Lions pick, I liked. That was the first ever Lions draft after 30 years of Lions drafts that I've had to wait so long. But I agree that either we need a pass rusher or offensive line in the second round.
And I would love an offensive lineman here, especially because a lot of the interior guys are still there. And I'll say it again. People have to stop viewing it like, well, I have my starting five. This guy won't play. There's no scenario you go through a season and everyone stays healthy for the whole year. Look at last year. Jonah missed five games. Those games Jonah Jackson missed, you rushed for 50 less yards a game. Mm-hmm. By drafting one of these guys, and whether it's a Powers Johnson out of Oregon or a BB out of Kansas State or Frazier, the kid out of West Virginia, if you have a guy that can play center guard, think about the depth and the coverage it gives you. And at worst, it's a replacement when Zeitler's gone next year or if and when Frank Ragnow retires. Mm-hmm. I think they're powered by their offensive line, and it's also, yes, it's a reinvestment in your quarterback as well.
You can't have enough arms in the bullpen or shooters off the bench.
Yes.
You need to have depth in the offense and defensive line. So I don't want to piggyback and, you know, be a yes man, but Brad Holmes has been hitting on blackjack every single time. So, yeah. And you know, if he's drafting all pros, you got to believe in him. He's not Matt 100%. Millen or.
Yeah. Hey man, look.
Yeah, he's like Nick Papagiorgio at the table.
Yeah, in that Craig Monroe blazer. Yeah, exactly. No, but hey, when you're on that run, when you're on the heater, enjoy the ride because it's not going to last. No GM has ever beat the percentages. Now, you'll get hot. You're in a hot stretch right now where Holmes has helped build a Super Bowl team. You know, there's going to be mistakes. That's just part of being human. You're drafting men, not machines.
Now, to go along with what you said about trading a future pick.
Oh, you're still thinking about it.
Yeah, Holmes only done that one time.
Okay.
Where he traded a future, and that was back in 2021.
You'll know you're living a charmed life if they just sit there and one of these O linemen falls right in their laps.
That may happen.
It very well could, because I think it's going to be a massive run on defensive players.
Because I think this is going to be one of those things where there's going to be an old lineman there that they're going to rank higher than what Mel Kiper and the other draft Knicks are saying. Oh, well, this guy has to go. No, no.
Right.
But like I said, I'll give you the name in the next hour based off of just the whole RAS score. But there's an old lineman that's going to be there when they draft. It's possible that they could take him, and it'll be something that I think would really help them out in later years.
I'll say it again. I've only heard of three of these players you named.
That fourth one is
248-539. 97-97. David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll get back to the callers as well. Enrico, 7 minutes. He'll give you, again, we had a nice little grouping of players that the pick was going to come from that. It did. It was Arnold. Rico's got his abacus out, and he's got another little list here. So we're going to see if we can go two for two. David, what do you got on ticket text?
Lions need to draft an offensive lineman with this next pick. Trade whatever you have to do to get that offensive lineman.
May not have to.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's I think you have to let a little bit of it play out here. You got to let this thing get near 40. You can't go paying some wild premium unless it would be unforeseen. But if Brad Holmes has got a top 20 grade on a guy and the guy's still sitting there, then do you essentially say, look, I'm walking out of here with two first-round picks?
Right. Now, if that's the case, then I wouldn't let it play. I wouldn't pull a Jansen and let it play out. You just go up and move and get a in the 30s. If you're going to give away a future pick, don't half-step. Just go up, say, here's my number two this year. Here's my number two next year.
Oh.
And go get that guy if you think that's the guy.
David, go ahead, buddy.
I don't care about future picks. F them picks. I want to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, we got Les Snead on the line. No, and there's an element of that I agree with. But remember something now. You're already doing that. Let's be very fair. You traded a third to get Carlton Davis, and you traded your other third to move up last night. That is the aggressive way. Mm-hmm. Just because you're not, you know, like the Rams having their first-round pick since 2016 is not where I want to be. That's not how I think you can run a football team. You're already being aggressive. I was just offering you the real, you know, like the Red Bull edition of aggressive. Like, you're seven of those deep. We're moving up for Frazier.
Okay.
Still like the third name on your list.
Okay.
I have Rico's list we're going to get to.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, 5 o'clock Friday. Good to have you. Day two of the draft. Three questions for the people. A, your reaction to last night trading up. It was crazy down here when it happened. It's what I wanted for the people. And I mean, it just, it feels like they understand the moment that they're in their window. It's they're a Super Bowl team, and they made a move last night where need and best available, I think, met in the middle. Mm-hmm. Like one of Rico's economic classes he teaches, that supply demand curve. It felt right. So now you look at night two and you go, all right, what do you want? You know, for me, offensive line. That doesn't change. I really do believe it's in the best interest of the team to do that. Now, they can do whatever the hell they want. They're going to get a football player, and you actually have a shot to know who the hell it is.
Right.
But I want to know who you want. I want to know what you think about Terrion Arnold. And if you were here for the event last night, I mean, they had to close the gate an hour prior.
2 hours.
Two hours prior to the event, you set an NFL attendance record for the first day of the draft. Claimed the pre-tickets more than anyone else, 350,000, and you set the record overall. It was really a great night for the city. It shows how much this city cares and how much this city would die for this team to win.
Yeah,
and
you know what
we looked good.
You know what it also did? I think the NFL has to put Detroit in the rotation. Like, this can't be a one-off where, oh, poor Detroit will give you this draft thing. No. You got to do this again because the people showed out. So I know Vegas is probably going to be in that rotation. Detroit has to be.
You know where next year is, right?
Yeah, Green Bay.
Enjoy that hillbilly town. There'll be plenty of cow pastures for people to hang out in up there.
I'm just saying Detroit, in my opinion, needs to be in that 6-17 rotation where.
Yeah, it'd be nice, but I don't see it.
Mike, if you keep setting records like that, it'll be hard for the NFL to say, no, I don't want to go back there.
One note, what Beanie mentioned in the update, that is big news today.
The Guardian helmet?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I know they are funny-looking things. Now, yes, they've already said they will kind of,
tailor it to the uniform colors.
Yeah, you wouldn't like spray paint it. I don't know what they're going to do, but there would be team logos on them.
So
but
the
like,
Giants won't be rolling out there with orange ones?
No, they'll just have a giant poop emoji on them. But the whole point is that's a thing now. Like, I don't be surprised when you see more of those. When the data is telling you concussions are cut in half, it is a business decision now. It's not a fashion show. All right, so we'll get to the callers in a second. Rico, you have your list. Now, the setup for this, you know, we did it tongue-in-cheek to start the week, the Rico Research Institute,
right,
where Brad Holmes selects elite RAS score, relative athletic score,
mm-hmm,
and players he's gone to their pro day. You can go back and look at this. So what we did was, all right, let's take those parameters and apply it to this year's draft. And we had a list of four names.
Mm-hmm.
One of those four was Terrion Arnold. We didn't believe he'd be available. Well, guess who we moved up to go and get? Elite Raz.
Yeah.
And pro day visit, Terrion Arnold. So now Rico has a list, and he is going to give you this list of players on day two.
The list just keep getting added to.
Just making some slight addendums. I mean, we can have Kenny read the list if you like.
That's okay.
Okay, then. So,
you know what? I would love for Kenny to read the first name if he could.
You know what? Don't. Oh. It'll make Kenny feel bad about himself. So these are Elite Raz.
Elite Raz, not necessarily pro day, but met with the Lions.
Oh.
So they met with the Lions.
Okay.
Defensive tackle, defensive lineman, Rook Aroro.
Aroro?
Aroro. That's how you pronounce it, Aroro.
Sounds great.
Rook Aroro, and he's actually from here. He played ball at River Rouge High School back in the day. He went to Clemson. He has the top RAS score for defensive tackles. He's number one. The second guy, would you stop it, Michael?
Well, I'm adding Braden Fisk to your list because he fits the profile.
But the thing is, I think Braden Fisk is somebody that they would have to move up and do one of your things, because I think Braden Fisk is going to go higher. He's going to go in the 30s today.
Okay, all right.
Whereas Rook may be there for their pick later on.
Okay.
So these are the guys that I'm projecting that would still be there. Roger Rosengarten. I can't with you right now. Roger.
You can tell it's been a long week of draft shows, man.
I like the names you're adding, Mike.
Roger has an elite RAS score. He's an offensive tackle from the University of Washington. He's a guy that can come down, and next year when Taylor Decker probably leaves, he can come in, be your right tackle when you move Sewell over to the left tackle. The other one is Marshawn Nealon. He's met with the team a couple times. Defensive lineman from Western Michigan. Those three guys.
That's a name a couple people brought up to us pre-draft.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm really glad you brought him back around, because now that actually fits.
Yeah.
Now, interesting note here. No Zach Frazier. No Cooper Beebe.
You know what? Give me this. Give me your laptop.
No, wait a second now. No.
Just give me your laptop.
No Zach Frazier, no Cooper Beebe, and no Jackson Powers Johnson.
They have elite RAS score, but I think that those guys are going to be going
okay
high tonight. They're going to be off the board in like picks 33 through 40. They'll be okay gone. So in order to get those guys, you're going to have to go ahead and mortgage the future and you know, trade away some picks from next year. The guys that I gave you will be there, have an elite RAS score, and have a relationship with the Lions, so that it fits what Brad Holmes wants to do, and he doesn't have to do anything. They'll probably, one of those three should fall to the Lions.
Okay. The other name to watch for, too, is Johnny Newton.
Okay. I just don't trust you with anything that you put on here. But, okay, yes, Johnny Newton. Now, Johnny Newton is interesting because he's that guy that, I mean, he could be like this year's Brian Branch, where a lot of people had him going in the first round, and then he just kept sliding, and then the Lions ended up collecting Branch in the second round. And to me, he's still I know I'm in the minority. That was my favorite pick from last year, was Branch.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I mean, people like Gibbs and LaPorta. I like Branch.
It's a free country.
Branch came out in game one with the pick six. Yeah.
It's a free country, man. You also like Bill Withers. I mean, you got lots of weird tastes.
Who doesn't like Bill Withers?
248-539-9797. I mean, Kenny, Rico's reticent to read some of these names, and that's okay.
Kenny, you can read the next.
I don't think that's a great idea. Let's go to the callers, see what they've got to say about it. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Mike, who's going to lead off the 5 o'clock. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Rico, Mike. Fellas.
Yes, sir.
Detroit looked wonderful last night, man. We all have a lot to be happy about, from the mayor, the governor, the ownership, the construction people. We all have a lot to – Detroit just looks awesome, man. Listen.
It did.
I'm 60 years old. 83 was my first draft that I ever watched, and I couldn't believe Dan Marino dropped. He was the sixth quarterback, and he was drafted like 29th or something crazy. Detroit had one draft choice that year, a fullback by the name of James Jones. Went 10.
Yep. Out of Florida.
And Mike, you want to know why Dan Marino slid that far?
His junior year?
No, they said he had a bad attitude.
Oh, I thought his Wonderlic was like a two.
Yeah.
He had a bad attitude, and he was just going to be a malcontent, and he just slid all the way to Miami.
Three of those quarterbacks went to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that was Jim Kelly, Marino. You had Boomer Esiason in that draft, correct?
Not Boomer.
No,
Jim
Boomer
Kelly.
Wasn't in that one.
Nope. Dan Elway. I mean, John Elway.
It was Elway. I'm
John
sorry.
Elway was, I think number
it was
one
like
overall.
Tony Eason. Yep. And yeah.
Oh, wow. Patriots.
There was a bunch of them, man. But listen, you know how you have a girlfriend and you see another girl and you're like, man, I really like her, but I got to settle for this other babe. I just don't have it. I saw the guy for Alabama, the guy that we have. I saw his workout. I saw things. Man, I was celebrating. I said, this guy has the twitch. This guy has it all. And I was dreaming that we could get him, man. And then yesterday's draft happened. And our general manager, I mean, and not, I just can't just say he. He ends up doing it. But this was, since 83, I've been watching drafts. This was the draft that just blew me away with how the picks went, how things happened. And for us to get a legitimate elite athlete at a position of need, I'm talking of a guy who normally in a normal year probably would go in the top 10, top 12, and for us to get him at 24, we're only giving up a third round, bingo, A+.
And you know what?
Go ahead.
No, Mike, I want to add something because I think you're making a great point. It's, if you're a Lion fan, Mike, and you clearly are, for years you sat back, and let me use an example. You watched the Baltimore Ravens, right? And every year,
yep,
you'd be like, how the hell did that guy – oh, of course Baltimore got that guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, of course it all worked out for them, or this guy fell to them. That's what you're becoming. Like, you're a team where every time you draft, it's like, oh, really? Detroit's going to get that gift, or they're going to make that move?
I have so much confidence. Mike, you're so right. Because not only is our coach aggressive and have kahunas, our general manager has kahunas. Our owner has kahunas. Our quarterback has kahunas. And with the way things are going, man, my only concern, fellas, is I thought we're going to have multiple picks. I'm kind of concerned at the wide receiver position because we don't have that proven second receiver. I do have concerns there.
Yeah,
sometimes
I do
too. You draft for the current season, and sometimes you draft for the future. And with the offensive center / guard, we're looking for the possible somebody get hurt in the future. But this year right here, we need an aggressive ass safety. We need another wide receiver from however they're going to get them.
Okay, hold on. But Brian, hold on one second. So have you just given up on J-Mo?
No. I haven't given up on him, but we can't have question marks. Fellas, have you guys realized that these teams watched the San Francisco 49ers face the Detroit Lions in the conference final, and it's an arm race since then? Those two teams that played were loaded. And if you look at the receivers in the NFL today, there are more quality wide receivers in the NFL today than I've ever seen in my lifetime. And you have to be paired with some guys who can legitimately get open and catch the ball.
You're one Amon-Ra injury from this offense not functioning.
He doesn't get hurt.
No. I'm saying he doesn't get hurt. He'll play. He's tough. My point is, receiver offensively is the D tackle need defensively. It's not but it is there.
No, I get what he's saying because after my initial wanting to just throw a chair down the way you did for the Chase Young thing with the Niners pick, I got to thinking, like, you know what? They could bring all of those guys and play next year. Like, you don't – and, yeah, it is an arms race, and that's why if you're the Lions going out and solidifying your corner spots because you got to cover those guys, you know what? Let's go bring in some defensive players, bring in the heat, because the difference maker last year was Chris Jones from Kansas City, who just disrupted things, and they didn't have an elite defense. They had a guy who just disrupted offenses.
Yeah. Okay, couple notes. One, Roger Goodell, I want to give you what his layout of what the future of the NFL is going to look like. You can tell me if you like it or not. The other thing that has been cemented in history now, and I've been saying this for years, and I think only now is the rest of the world finding out about this. Dan Orlovsky is actually a functioning idiot. Did you see what Dan Orlovsky went on TV and did today?
No, I did not.
Okay. He came out last night with the appropriate response. What the hell is Atlanta doing? That's insanity. Today, after, quote, talking to a source, he went on a full 180 defense of the pick And the logic was incoherent. It was
Let me guess. Cousins is getting old, and they're just simply doing what the Packers are doing.
No, it was worse. He basically said, you now know you have a quarterback till 2030. And then when you
That's about as bad as well. Okay. If we have two quarterbacks sitting on the bench for 5 years.
I'm going to say this to you, and I'll go to my grave, knowing in my heart it's true. Joel Klatt and Dan Orlovsky, Finkel is Einhorn, Einhorn is Finkel. They're the same idiot. They just wear different skin suits each day. Now, let's get to the Goodell thing.
One covers college, other covers pro.
They just change outfits. Oh, it's the same person.
Gotcha.
All right. Goodell said today, here is his ideal NFL. Are you ready? We'd go to two preseason games. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Okay. 18 regular season games. So we're going to add another one. I don't want that, but you're an adult. Do what you want. Thumbs up.
You knew it was going to happen. Thumbs up.
Okay.
Yeah.
The calendar would then be extended by a week, and the 18 games would be played over 20 weeks instead of 17 in 18. So it would be 18 games in 20 weeks. Every team would have two bye weeks.
Okay.
This is the interesting one. The Super Bowl would then be bumped back to the President's Day weekend.
Oh, I was going to say Super Bowl kickoff March Madness?
No. Yeah, I know. Don't worry. We'll get there. Because then we're going to do like a global cup and we'll play teams from Germany. Super Bowl Sunday lands on a 3-day weekend, finally.
Oh, okay.
So 18 games, two preseason, calendar now extended another week, and Super Bowl would be on the weekend leading up to President's Day Monday.
So you can hang out all night and most people will have that Monday off. I like that. Because I've often said, why not just play it on Saturday night?
So, again, it's 18 games in 20 weeks. Here's the rest that I don't like. More primetime games.
You knew that was happening.
But here's my issue.
I guess I'm at fault for this, too? Or is it just for college?
No, just for college. Okay. You've ruined that.
Okay.
You have Thursday night. You have Sunday night. You have Monday night. You know what I don't need? Two Monday night games. Oh, if it gets to that, then you're the match.
Tuesday night maction.
But I'm saying the more primetime games becomes problematic because here's what's going to happen.
7 and a 9.
No, they're going to sell a primetime game on Thursday night, and then the other game's going to be on Peacock or going to be on Amazon Prime. And you know what you won't be able to do? Flip between the games. You will have to choose a bike lane. I don't want to do that.
Or you just get two TVs.
Okay. You know what? You're done. Go read the list of players. Listen, you are really special.
I think what you're missing is, and I think they started it with the season start this year, is that Friday game, which is what they're going to do this year in Brazil. That's going to be their next package.
Okay. All right. Not for radio. We're just talking realistic here. Do you really need that?
Not at all.
I am happy with football on Sunday, and you look forward to the Monday night game.
And I see where David's coming from because it was the test market. Because remember, it was just the opening Thursday night game. We'll just do this once, and then Thanksgiving Day. And what if we sprinkle
David's right. They did the Black Friday game. Yeah. They're probably going to do a Friday game for another $150 million. Like, let's say Christmas is on a Monday. They'll do a Friday, a Saturday, a Sunday. I don't need it. Football is special.
You know what they're going to have to do? Is they actually are going to have to get legislation to get the Black Friday game at night. Because there's a law in the books that they can't have it. That's why it was so early.
I think you're taking away what makes football special is it was once a week. Every game, all in one day, brother, all on your weekend.
Brother, those days are gone.
Okay, well, I don't have to like it.
I mean, what's next? You want me to page you? I mean, those days were a long time.
Pagers can make a comeback. I mean, flip phones are.
Hit you on your next day.
Yeah, exactly.
Chirp you.
David, give me a few ticket texts, and then we have a football today that is jam-packed.
Someone says, help me out. Why wouldn't we trade up for the best inside offensive lineman? Who cares about the 32nd pick next year, Chris in Heartland?
Again, we don't know Brad Holmes' value chart because Hairspray, a.k.a. Mel Kiper, has Jackson Powers Johnson as the best guy. It doesn't mean that's how Brad Holmes thinks.
And
it may not be the 32nd pick. I see what the person did.
Yeah.
He's saying you're going to win the Super Bowl. But on the flip side, let's just say you're playing a much tougher schedule and things aren't that way. And now you're trading away a pick that's 16 or 17.
David, I really think he needs a version of your God t-shirt where it's deflators be deflating.
Why?
That's good.
Okay, you know what? How about I just say everything is awesome? There you go.
I'm sorry. That was unfair what I did to you. David, go ahead.
Eric from Oakland says, the draft experience was the best event I have been a part of in 20-plus years here.
Wow.
The crowd was awesome, and it was great to see a large crowd of people gathered and no major incidents happened.
Yes, people actually behaved themselves. And for planning purposes, what everyone down here has said affiliated with the event is if you do want to bring little kids and you want a more chill deal, tomorrow is your day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the more family-friendly version of this.
Right, because, you know, drafts is going to be going on all day, and I don't think you really care about the fifth and sixth and seventh round picks.
More casual.
Right.
All right, football today next. We got a lot to cover, and it's not going to be grades or even winners, losers. It's more just like, hey.
Who won the draft?
I hate that. I really don't like that. Just it's more react to
it's gonna
X,
be,
Y, and Z.
You know what? Maybe we'll just get David to break down all the picks like he did last night.
Yeah, you're right. No winners and losers, but we do have some perception, some look at some things here. So let's start with the quarterbacks. There were six quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks, which was crazy last night. Let's talk about a couple of them that I want to focus on, and I think the first one, you all know which one it is. It's number 8. The Falcons take Michael Penix Jr., which was, I mean, otherworldly. It was ridiculous. Cousins apparently was not alerted about the pick, was both shocked and disappointed, just like everyone watching the draft last night. The Falcons GM said, if you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him, and if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have. Your thoughts on that pick?
It's not 1975. It doesn't work that way anymore. And second of all, I'm not going to sit here and like bring a tiny violin out for Kirk Cousins, but he has a right to be annoyed. He signed there as a free agent this year. Mm-hmm. This is not an established QB who's been there for 15 years and is at the end of his deal.
It's not even Aaron Rodgers where you don't know if he's going to come back because he's a malcontent.
A darkness retreat, whatever he's on. Here's the other thing. It's a false equivalency to compare this to what the Packers did when they drafted Jordan Love or what they did when they took Rodgers. That was at like pick 28. This was the 8th overall pick in the draft. It is indefensible.
It is because you're basically, you know what it is? It's what Cookies wanted last year, draft and stash.
Yeah, and I think Falcons, Arthur Blank wanted to kill Fontenot in the room.
Yes, he did that. Now, it gets worse, David, because I'm glad you brought this up because this was one of the things I wanted to add. Here's how it got worse. You know what Cousins was doing last night? He was at their little draft thing firing up the crowd, hyping them up. He had no idea you were about to cut him at the knees. Yeah, he was out there like, yeah, Falcons fans, let's go ATL.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Little do you know, cut scene. Life imitating art. We're seeing the real life version of Any Given Sunday.
Just indefensible, David.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Let's touch on the Denver Broncos here.
Yeah, you must have missed that tidbit when you were doing a Steelers podcast.
Let's break down that offensive lineman.
The Denver Broncos took Bo Nix at number 12. Quote from their head coach, you pay close attention to all the film study. Obviously, he's played a lot of football, but he stood out in sack differential, turnover differential. He was first in this QB class. Thoughts on that pick at 12?
The subtitles to that is, he was all that was left. We got to the picnic late, and all that was there was that cola, just straight up cola. Didn't say Coke or Pepsi, just cola. So we had to take something.
Potato salad.
Right.
It beats going hungry.
Right. So what if it has raisins in it?
Well, did you see the other comment? He goes, this is the most excited I've been about a quarterback prospect since Pat Mahomes. Mm. Sean Payton is on that ooh-wee. Mm-hmm. You don't just come on, man. Don't bleep on my head and tell me it's
he's
right.
He's also the same person that said he can, you know, work with Russell Wilson too. So.
Keep it moving. Look, it's a quarterback desperation move. I'm not a Bo Nix fan, so like I'm not going to change my opinion now. Go ahead, David.
It was simply, yeah, we got to take a quarterback.
Well, it leads me to a question here because six quarterbacks.
Were you asked this question on the national radio show you did last night?
No. At that point, David, who was your pick for quarterback when it came to either Russell or Justin?
Six quarterbacks in the first 12. They jumped in. I mean, they're getting Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr. Does that tell you anything about next year's draft class at quarterback? We got Shedeur Sanders, Jalen Milroe, Quinn Ewers. Do they not believe in these guys?
I don't believe in Shedeur Sanders at all, and I think his father is a horrific influence on him. When you talk about Milroe, it's not 1938, so I'm going to need to see a forward pass. And then Ewers has a lot of room to grow. I think Ewers gives you the best shot. But now, David, look, there will be quarterbacks. Like, someone will rise up this year. It'll sort itself out.
Just like we thought the 21 class was this great group of quarterbacks,
right.
And guess what? They weren't.
And, David, ultimately, it's like what we talked about. Like, the Patriots, I think, made a mistake taking a quarterback, but the owner demanded it. Robert Kraft said, look, I may not wake up tomorrow, but if I do, I want a quarterback. So you just have a desperation in a lot of these, and it's not going to change. It's a quarterback-driven league.
It is a quarterback-driven league, and the team that was on the outside looking in were the Raiders. And they decided to take Brock Bowers. Was this an example of, you know, just taking the best player available? Did they just reach?
No. The Raiders said, you know what? We can still pull the Raiders. How about this? We took what was supposedly the best tight end last year. Didn't turn out that way. We're going to take another one. We're going to run double tight ends.
Well, you can. I mean, one's an inline tight end and one's in space.
Had bigger needs.
My issue for them is
Aiden O'Connell.
You did nothing in the free agency period or trade period to acquire a QB. It just doesn't add up to me.
You're rolling with Aiden O'Connell. You actually believe
I know
he's your guy. Good luck with that.
Can't help you.
You can't on one end have reports saying the head coach wants to be aggressive in getting a quarterback and then just do nothing.
Well, yeah, but again, the Patriots, the report is the Patriots put a price tag that even for the Giants to move from 6 or the Vikings to move from 11, the price to get up and make that move was 3 first-round picks.
Yeah.
They basically made it impossible for you to deal with them. So Antonio Pierce and the Raiders can say whatever they want to say. They were not giving up 3 first-round picks.
And I think if you were the Raiders, you were all set on Bo Nix or Michael Penix. Now, what screwed them was Penix went,
yeah.
And at that point, yeah, we're not gonna mortgage our future for one of these two. If they fell to them, they would have took them.
So let's get you all's thoughts on what your teams did, Mike. We'll get to you in a second.
David, we want to hear your thoughts on this.
I want to hear
America,
your thoughts.
America heard them last night. We just want to hear them today.
On the Jazzy Cat speaketh.
The 49ers selected Ricky Pearsall, Florida wide receiver, with Xavier Leggett still on the board. There's a lot of things still on the board. Your thoughts on what the 49ers did last night, Rico?
Well, here's the funny thing about it. We talk about Brad Holmes. He had a high RAS score. He really did amongst wide receivers. Now, at first I thought that this meant that one of those guys are going to go. I think he's an insurance policy. What I think may happen, David, is this time next year, I don't think all three will be there. They may franchise tag Ayuk, bring him back for 1 year, just kind of risk it all for the title. And then after that, they're going to send everybody on their separate ways. They like the fact that I was listening to Kyle Shanahan was saying that he likes the fact that he plays with collision, meaning he's not afraid to run into there and get hit and get tackled, similar to how Debo plays. Not saying he is Debo.
No, the good part, I mean, look, if it's worth anything to you, Rico, or anybody who cares, he makes some of the most difficult catches you'll ever see. He's a good football player. My one concern, you're taking a kid who's 23, 24 years old now.
But I think it goes to, you know what, it's an offensive league. Maybe if we bring in an extra receiver,
yeah,
that'll be the thing that gets us past the Kansas City Chiefs.
And in some ways, too, it's like let Brad cook. You got to let Kyle cook.
Yeah.
Like, this is
let
what
Lynch
this
cook,
guy
yeah.
does, right? Like, I mean, they know how to identify players, and I think Ricky Pearsall's got the ability to be a little bit of a hybrid player like Debo as Debo gets older.
Because this is one of those guys, had he been taken with Detroit, you would have looked at that RAS score and said, oh, Brad knows something.
Well, here's the other thing. Kittle's just about done. So there's going to be a transition in this offense. But no, it was interesting. Go ahead, David.
Now let's get to you, Mike. The Giants took Malik Nabers, and my first question in my head was why not trade down? Then I saw a story about how Ryan Poles for the Bears was itching to trade up, his assistant GM preventing him from doing so. Why didn't the Giants just let him?
Wait. How does your assistant GM prevent you from trading up?
That's the story he told to the media.
Okay. I think that's a lie. The Giants, it didn't matter who they took. They're terrible. Like, there's so many holes on this team. Now, it's not about Malik Nabers. A lot of people had Malik Nabers, clear number two receiver. There were several scouts in the league who had him over Marvin Harrison Jr. I'm not telling you it's true, like that's correct. I'm just telling you that's factual. I'm fine with it. Because in the end, drafting J.J. at 6 wasn't going to help this football team. We don't have pieces to support J.J. Minnesota does. I'm fine with it. But
would it have been smarter to take an offensive lineman?
No, because think about it. They paid Andrew Thomas $150 million. They drafted John Michael Schmitz in the second round. They just paid big money for a pair of guards. And Evan Neal, they took number 7 2 years ago. You got to play your guys. Look, we're terrible. I'm not upset about it. I'm not excited about it.
Big
because my quarterback's in a wheelchair wearing a neck brace.
Big bounce back here.
Right. Okay.
I feel it.
Okay. That's nice. Yes, David.
And outside of what we discussed already, what was the biggest shock, good or bad, in the draft to you?
The biggest shock may have been the owner of the Panthers going into a store.
Good
because
call.
Outside, the store had a sign saying, please let the coach and GM pick this year. This is a real story. Carolina Panther owner David Tepper stopped his car and went into the store and basically confronted them, telling them he needed them to take that sign down. This really happened.
He's a maniac. That's all I can tell you. I thought the Colts pick was a little bizarre. Once the medicals were out there about Latu, this is a guy that basically was like medically deemed dead football-wise. You know, we've seen this where the Giants took Aziz Ojulari with a degenerative knee condition. Oh, wait, he's always hurt. Jarvis Jones, which the Steelers took about 10 years ago. Hey, he's got a really bad medical on his neck. Career was 4 years long. Very rarely does it work out when the medical's that bad, and you took the player at 15 overall. That's a little tough for me.
Colts be Colton.
Exactly.
I don't know that that's a thing, but all right.
And that is in football today.
All right, 97.1, we'll hand off coverage here to Mark Ryan, Jeff Rieger. They'll continue the – what time are you guys going till tonight? 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
Yes.
All right.
All night long, baby.
All right, you need – somebody get some chamomile tea and a Valium and just even this guy out.
I don't think that's possible.
End of 4 days, Mark. I'm not where you're at right now.
Yeah, but it's Mark's second day. He's ready to go.
He's shot out of a cannon.
You should have seen him outside.
Well, he gave the breakdown for the Niners pick last night. Told me it was a great pick.
Why do you have sunglasses on right now?
You look like somebody that just got drafted.
You're not. No. Yeah. You're not in the green room. And you know my opinion of sunglasses indoors.
Hey, Detroit, what up, though?
Oh, stop. Please, God.
Way to go, Calvin.
All right, carry on. What are you guys going to hit? I mean, for instance, we asked the question. Okay, last night it's hard not to like the select, so move to tonight. Just, I don't even need a name, fellas. Give me a positional kind of viewpoint. What do you want them to take with this pick in the second round?
Somebody with star potential, and I think based on your philosophy that you guys have highlighted, kind of nailing the formula for what Detroit looks for, there's a guy, Mike, that fits that to a T.
There is a guy, there's an edge, sorry, but that has visited with the Lions twice, and he's got the highest RAS score of any defensive lineman.
That's the pick.
Or the edge, rather, yes. I mean, that's the guy, right? And
I can't take it seriously.
Yes.
Okay. Now we have these terms. No, we have these terms that sound very snobby, right? Like, we use terms like green room. It sounds very, very snobby. Well, I was back in the green room, and there's a radio row back there, and there was a guy from another station that I overheard saying Detroit was not ready at all for this NFL draft.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
we're not ready at all. Talked about it with Rieger, and I'm like, do we say names? No, we're not going to say names. But I listened to everything he said, and they're like, the infrastructure was not there at all. And I said, you've got to be kidding me with this.
Well, that's cool. That's coming from a guy who half their city's a war zone. I'm not really going to consider their opinion.
And has a baseball team that wins 23 games this year.
Yeah. Please.
I'll say this.
Are you kidding me?
Just don't panic tonight, okay?
Oh, God, no.
Pick
the
35.
Second,
what is this? Say,
second pick's going to go, and here's going to be Mark standing up and doing the Michael Flatley.
We got to trade.
They gotta listen.
Hey, you know what? They got to trade up. They got to go up there, and they got to get these guys.
In life, you go get what you want. All right? You go get what you want.
Can I just
How often
do you wear sunglasses in a room?
I don't want them to break, so I just put them on.
I'll hold them.
It's hard, yeah. Have Mike hold them.
All right. You know what? As you put names on the list for me to read.
all I did was try to enhance.
No, you did.
You tried to Ron Burgundy.
Full Ron Burgundy with the list of names.
It's a hell of a way to start a weekend.
I'm saying this. Don't. What did we learn last night?
Patience. Get a little patience.
Patience. Don't, at pick 36, say, they got to move up. They don't have to move up.
Listen. The go-getters among us go after what we want.
Goodness.
Go after what we want. Yeah, listen, but you got to appreciate, too, that Brad Holmes identified his guy was there, and he went up and got
He did.
Right?
It cost him a third-round selection. Had you moved up too early, now you're looking at a first or a second next year or tonight's pick.
And how about this, guys? Minnesota did such a piss-poor job hiding what they wanted to do.
Can you say that?
That they had to trade up. That they had to trade up, right?
Well,
Carolina, last pick in the draft, told Xavier Leggett they were going to go get him. Such a crappy job hiding. Atlanta, no one knew what they wanted to do.
You also had an owner who told somebody to take down the banner.
Yeah, did you see that for Carolina?
But
that was
problem,
amazing.
Look, the other issue, though, hold on. Let's be a little easier on Minnesota. Broncos wanted J.J. Sean Payton wanted J.J. They were at 12. When that team is right behind you, I don't think it matters if you really hide it or not. I think everybody kind of knew what the deal was when they acquired that second pick.
Yeah.
Mark, they had to do it.
Seattle wanted Penix. New Orleans, Las Vegas wanted Penix.
Yeah.
And you know what? No one knew Atlanta was going to grab them. Their
right, because Atlanta decided to do a bunch of crack. It was indefensible selection.
No, I like the selection.
Man, okay, you know what? That's it. I'm done.
Mark and Dan Orlovsky, did you see Dan's take?
Yeah, and I just said it. Dan Orlovsky's the dumbest human being on the planet.
He woke up very upset in Atlanta. He went to bed upset, woke up, loved it.
All right. Godspeed.
I'll tell you, Mike, what is questionable is the signing of Cousins after that. There's no doubt.
That's my whole point.
When you love Penix the way you do, you can never say the acquisition of him is a bad move.
You guys do realize it's life imitating art. Mm. This is real life any given Sunday.
You mean draft day?
No, any given Sunday.
I want Putney.
With Willie Beeman.
Steven Willie Beeman.
Yeah.
When Pacino steals him.
Yeah, that's Michael Penix. You had the veteran quarterback, and you had the young upstart guy, and they had to battle it out.
That's kind of like Russell Wilson in Seattle.
The difference is I don't think Willie Beeman made $200 million was acquired that offseason.
No, that was Quaid. He was the quarterback.
Yeah. Listen, the movie sucks.
Hold on a second.
Put your sunglasses on. We're out of here.
It had a great New York Giant who taught us something.
Yeah, a guy who used to take coals off a Jack bottle and do crack in the parking lot before games.
You cut a car in half. Two sides of the team. Offense. Defense.
No, hold on.
They have to work together.
I know you want to go. I know it's been a long week. But you got to admit, at least the speech, the Inches speech was fantastic.
It's the only redeemable part of the movie.
Thank you. Okay, beautiful.
That
get
when the dude's eyeball pops out. All right, we're out of here.
You mean you don't like the song Steamin' Willie Beeman?
Do me a favor.
Steamin'.
Turn his mic off.
Willie Beeman.
We're done. Mark and Jeff.
I can't do it alone.
The 6 inches in front of your face.
Mike told me this weekend he's going to do nothing and it's going to be everything he ever thought it could be.
Pretty much.
Yes, there
All
you
right,
go.
That's it. We're out. Mark and Jeff got you till 10 o'clock, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.